And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. 123rd playing of the U.S. Amateur Golf Tournament teed off today out in Denver, Colorado. First 2 days will be one round at historic Cherry Hills, the other stroke play round at Colorado Golf Club. After the 312-player field plays 2 days of stroke play, the field trims down to a 64-player match play bracket, and it'll start on Wednesday. One of the guys in the field is a youngster that grew up right here in Elk City. Ryder Cowan graduated from Oklahoma Christian Schools this spring and is headed to play collegiate golf at OU in the fall. Teed off this afternoon at Colorado Golf Club. Cowan started his round on the 10th hole, bogeyed the first two, but then birdied number three to get back to one over early in his first round. So far, with the morning wave of guys that have finished, the Colorado Golf Club playing a little easier than Cherry Hills. So that means Ryder needs to continue to claw back toward even par, maybe shoot something in the red figures before playing the tougher track tomorrow morning. Five-star defensive lineman Williams Nwaneri continues the trend of top-rated D linemen to shun OU's recruiting advances at the last minute today when he committed to Missouri. Nwaneri joins Gabe Dendy, David Hicks, and Zadavian Sims over the past couple recruiting classes that seemed to favor Oklahoma until ultimately committing somewhere else right at the last second. Now OU coaches and fans turn their attention to another five-star D-tackle committing later in August. David Stone plays at IMG, will announce his choice on August 26th. Stone grew up in Oklahoma before transferring to play down at the Florida Juggernaut. Dallas Cowboys and their soon-to-be Hall of Fame guard Zach Martin have agreed to terms on a 2-year, $36 million contract that ends Martin's short-lived training camp holdout. Zach's been a perennial All-Pro since being drafted by the Cowboys out of Notre Dame in 2012. A former Cowboy is on the move. Zeke Elliott will tote the rock this season for the New England Patriots. Zeke rushed for 8,200 yards, 68 touchdowns in his 7 seasons in Dallas. He joins former Sooner Ramondre Stevenson in the Patriots' backfield this season. He's on a 1-year deal that could be worth as much as $6 million with all the incentives. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.